Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. We start a Tuesday morning podcast for you. By the time you get this, it'll probably be Tuesday evening, but, well, that's fine. What's going on, Al?
Oh, good morning, Jerry. So yesterday when I was preparing for the warm-up program, so it was yesterday, it was Monday, yeah?
Yes,
Monday.
Monday. Yeah, Monday. Today's Tuesday.
Sitting here at about about 4:40, I feel like a pain, which is like coming from what seems like it could be my right testicle. I was like, this feels weird, a little bit of pain in my testicle. Now, when I stress out, I do get testicle pain for whatever reason. My body decides that that's where it's going to put my stress, but I was not feeling stressed.
Right. You were a little ticked off with the dog yesterday morning.
Okay.
In fairness.
All right. But that was in like a little pain, and, you know, I was walking around, and I couldn't tell, like, when I would go into the bathroom here, and I would, like, touch my testicle to see if in fact that's where the pain was coming from, and it didn't seem to be. It seemed to be coming from an area. But my legs were also sore, and I remembered Friday, Saturday, Sunday combined, I walked a lot, not just with the dog, but like walked to Asbury on Friday night. I walked to Asbury Sunday all the way back. Like I did a lot of miles. And just my like, I was feeling like, you know, my butt muscles on the right side were like kind of sore. And then I couldn't tell, like, is this pain coming from my right testicle or is it coming from underneath, like behind the testicles? And like, almost like where, so I asked Grok, I go, if I have groin pain, where do I feel that? Like I said to Grok, if I injured my groin,
where is it?
And it's like, oh, the groin is like where the leg meets the pelvis. And I was like, yeah, it's more like, I feel like it's behind that. But I couldn't tell whether it was like behind my testicle, or the butt cheek. You know what I mean, Jerry? It was just like an area.
I've not had that pain.
Yeah, when I was talking to Grok about this, Grok said, well, like the nerves down there, they all kind of intertwine, so sometimes it's hard to tell where the pain is coming from. So I did something that is just...
Called a urologist?
No, I wouldn't do something silly like that.
Jesus God.
No, Jerry. Because it was in an area I couldn't really see.
Oh, God.
I took a mirror... This is an actual thing that happened. I'll be 56 in just another week, Jerry. And this is what I did as a 56-year-old person. Man, thank you. I put this mirror on, I shut the toilet seat and I put the mirror on the toilet seat. Then I took my pants off and I stood over the mirror and moved my testicles around to see if I could see anything that looked off.
What were you looking for? A bruise or something?
Yeah, I didn't know.
A lump?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well, you'd feel a lump.
Well, I wanted to see, like, was there an irritation of something, like a red irritation? Or I was just looking for, and I gotta tell you, I need to trim
up.
All
right.
It is disgusting. So anyway, I was looking all around, Jerry, and I didn't see anything.
Right from there to your chicken and sweet potato.
I did wash my hands because I was
ready
moving.
To just vomit.
I was moving things along.
Good God.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
So what did you conclude?
I concluded nothing. I just went about my day.
How would things feel today?
Today, the pain is more in my like lower back, kind of like where you would get a sciatica, like mm-hmm. the butt cheek, which I think is what it is. I think all the walking I did and the driving, for whatever reason, I guess using the gas, my right leg.
You are a strange
That's where
human
I get
being.
The sciatic pain sometimes. Oh my God. Remember I had pelvic floor
yes,
tightness?
I do.
So I was doing stretches yesterday.
Yeah.
I was stretching. I was trying to get this all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel that pain anymore. Now it's just like in my lower, where the sciatic
ass?
Would be. Yeah, it's like in the
Well,
in
yeah,
the
it's above the ass. I mean, it can also run right down the leg. Sciatica, which I have from time, I mean, I used to get it more often than I do now. I've been very lucky. I haven't dealt with it in a while. But for me, it can run right, it can be a shooting pain right down the leg up into the upper part of your ass, essentially.
Yeah, because I remember when I was having that, I used to use the roller and the lacrosse ball, they say, and roll on that. So I probably should do that maybe today.
And you don't find a heated seat helps? I find, to me, that is so therapeutic.
I'm sure it would be. Unfortunately for me, I have to sit on a padded.
For your hemorrhoids?
No, I don't have no hemorrhoids because I don't even have to wipe. I use the bidet. So, but I have to put like a padded thing down in my car seat in order to make that drive every day. So I can't take advantage of the heated seat.
That sucks because to me, the heated seat is everything.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Everything. I wake up, and I've been, thankfully, the last few days I've been waking up feeling good. But my back, I wake up sometimes just paralyzed from back pain from sleeping. I can't wait to get in that car. As soon as that heat hits me, within 5 minutes, I feel like a new person.
Yeah. And the one thing I couldn't get over, I got very disgusted at human beings when I was hovering over this mirror and moving my testicles to the side and like just looking around. And what I got so disgusted with people is like sexually, people will do things in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's just like disgusting.
Mess.
It's a mess. Like, God, what are people thinking?
No, it's people. It's animals.
Yeah, but man, I was just like, good Lord. Maybe because I was looking in it, or looking at
it. You had your head in your ass.
In the light of day, which is different than maybe at nighttime when
a couple of drinks.
I guess that's what happens, right? But I was like, oh, God, this is just disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you're also not looking to lick yourself.
I know, but it just didn't seem like, it just seemed like an area that no one should see.
Like dogs lick themselves there.
Yeah.
Like, think about that.
Yeah, I know. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, I didn't say it's great.
So.
You really sound like you had a great Monday.
That's what I did yesterday.
My God.
Yeah, I was just hovered over that mirror.
I'm going to play golf today, and I'm going to think about you in a figure eight with your head between your legs, searching and,
well,
and
the
investigating.
Way I was, the way I was doing it, I was just like over the mirror.
All right,
and then
dude, the visual I don't
know.
Need.
It was really disgusting.
My God, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Then this morning, I think I told you this off the air, but I want to share with the audience too. You know, we leave our houses very early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
3 a.m., 2 a.m. Yeah,
sometimes
2
earlier.
Sometimes earlier. I leave around 3 a.m. But I walk my dog prior to that, and sometimes you see, you know, I'm near the boardwalk, so sometimes there are just, sometimes people are out, believe it or not, exercising at 3 a.m.
I believe it.
You know, they're out running.
I see it here.
Yeah, right. You see it here. Sometimes you get people that are like, just seem like they're wandering the boardwalk. Other people are on a bike. I saw nothing this morning. But then when I was leaving for work, I went into my parking lot. I got in my car, and then I heard from a distance, ah! And I was like frozen in my car. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
What did you do?
Well, I thought, okay, well, let me come around the bend and see if there's a human in distress.
Right.
And I came around and see anything. That could have, that most likely was someone on a bicycle.
Acting like an idiot.
Riding by and just yelling at the top of their lungs.
I'm trying to wake people up.
Yeah.
Acting like a jackass.
Yeah.
Certainly possible.
It's just, it's weird when you think about, like, what becomes, you know, whatever our schedule is becomes normal to us.
Sure.
Like, had you told me when I was in going to Kane University that I would be driving my car into New York City at 4 a.m., I'd have been like, no chance.
Mm.
No chance I'd be on the street in New York. Like, we park our car and walk.
Yeah.
Not thinking.
What it's, could be around, it's the middle of the night when really bad things happen.
It's 4 a.m.
I know. That's why I try to opt to park right across the street from the door as opposed to what Eddie does and has for 20 years, and that's however many years, and walks sometimes a mile passing God knows who and what.
Yeah, he's been doing it since October of 2009 we got here.
So 16 years he's been basically trekking all over lower Manhattan in hope of finding a cheap or free car spot.
Yeah, and there's a homeless man that's been hanging out in front of our building.
Yeah, with a beautiful German Shepherd.
Yeah, he's as a German Shepherd, and the man is sleeping when we come in.
Yeah.
And the dog is very, you know, dogs are very loyal. And the dog is laying down near him, and it's just an intimidating thing to walk by because
sure is.
The dog is also, like we're saying, it's 4 a.m. The dog's like, hey, it's 4 a.m. What are you doing walking the
streets?
The
dog wants to sleep.
Yeah. So I felt like, is this dog going to be on high alert?
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I also wonder in a situation like that, because I came across that dog the other day as well.
Yeah.
My concern would be, you know, he's obviously with a homeless man. Has the dog eaten? Is it going to be irritated, moody? I mean, you know how humans are when they don't eat.
Yeah.
They get very angry. Now, the dog was great when I walked by, but I'm not going to lie to you. I walked by like hoping it didn't attack me because while it was on a leash, the guy's sleeping.
Right.
What is that going to do?
I felt the same way. I had walked by it yesterday and it didn't bark at me. It looked at me for sure. And when I asked Eddie about it in the morning, Eddie goes, oh, yes, that dog barked at me. I'd have been scared to death.
Now, is that because Eddie went to hug the dog?
Right. Eddie does love a dog.
He does. I do, too. I love dogs. I had them growing up. I always had dogs until we wound up with cats after I got married. But I ain't going and hugging any dog I don't know.
Yeah, especially in the middle of the night. And
I don't even want to pet a dog I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless I know the owners, that's different. But like we have a dog in the neighborhood. I see this guy, beautiful Siberian Huskies, just gorgeous dogs. And I see that. I wouldn't go near them, though. I don't know. It seems like a nice guy, but is he kicking the crap out of it when he's home? And maybe the dog's pet? I have no idea.
Yeah, we
beautiful
don't know.
Beautiful dog, though.
It is funny. There are certain dogs like, you know, walking around town, and you'll see a lot of people walking dogs. And I will go up to dogs. But there are certain dogs that I'm cautious of. German Shepherd, Pitbull, of course. Doberman.
Mm. And I think Doberman, all I think of is Magnum P.I.
He had a Doberman?
He had the Dobermans, yeah.
Dobermans, there's certain dogs that are like always on alert. And a Doberman looks like it's always like looking to see what's
ready
up.
To attack.
Ready to just like, I'm guarding.
You are not kidding.
Then the other thing I think is sometimes when I have I never had a bad interaction in petting a dog out and about, but sometimes the dogs are very cautious of you, of course. And I sometimes think, you know, I'm wearing sunglasses. The dog can't see my eyes. You know, does a dog,
Maybe.
So sometimes when I'm approaching a more dangerous looking dog, I'll take my sunglasses off.
Fair enough.
Because I feel like.
It's like the woman who likes to swim with the sharks. Look them in the eyes.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, maybe you saw that. Yeah, remember on Netflix? Or whatever. I forget what.
I think it was on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing is looking into the eyes of the animals or the beasts or the animal or the sharks or whatever the hell they're considered. I think I call it a beast. You know what I mean.
Yeah,
beast. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Great. But yeah, I don't know. I love dogs. Maybe one day I'll get one again, but.
Would you be interested in a 9-year-old greyhound?
No, I would not. Mm. Thank you. You've already asked me 63 times.
If you change your mind.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm never.
Here. I'll be right here, Jerry.
Not going to happen.
I'll be right here waiting.
Sorry.
I finally had to give in and get a one of those ways to charge your phone where you lay it on the charger as opposed to plug it in because the plugs are no longer.
Even though that thing is plugged in.
That thing is plugged in, so calling it a wireless charger is silly.
It's goofy.
But the connector to my phone, the part that goes into my phone, it just doesn't connect anymore.
I have the same. I'm having the same problem with my phone, which I've had now for like 5 years. I think it's time for a new phone, but I'm trying to make it last.
Yeah, I want to make everything to last.
I hear you. Hard to do. And I'm also wondering, and I will tell you, the amount of videos I have on this thing. Like at some point, the storage is going to run out. And they're all in Google Photos too, so I could delete them, of course. But I like them when I'm on the planes.
Yeah,
I get to watch everything. But I'm with you. I think mine got wet, that the insert, and it just hasn't worked the same. Yeah, it has not worked the same since. Some days it works, some days it doesn't.
And I've looked into this. I've even bought a cleaning kit where you can dig out the dust and clean it, and I've done all that. It still doesn't make a difference.
You put it in rice?
I didn't do that.
Me neither.
Well, mine never got wet, as I know.
Mine did.
I just think that connection. They got rid of those connections.
What, will you just get another iPhone?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want to wait till it's like, till I'm desperate to get another phone.
Phone is dead. Al goes and gets a new phone. That's what I don't want to wait till. It's one thing if I'm having trouble charging it. It's another thing if it's completely dead and I can't do anything with it.
Yeah, that you don't want. You're right.
No, I'd prefer to. I mean, I guess they could figure it out at the store, but I'd rather go prior to that happening.
Yeah, what you really have to do is like when your phone is no longer taking a charge or like when you charge it loses it quickly, get all the stuff off your phone if you can and then turn it in.
It's so funny. I don't. Whenever I change phones, I'm like all my contacts are in Google now.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're not even.
You just
really
sign in.
That's it. Like just whatever. Take my phone. Give me a new one. I'm good.
Yeah, I just like to make sure I back up my pictures, even though they're on Google Photos, I try to back them up to a hard drive. Although I don't even
I don't do that.
Yeah,
I've never done that. Everything's in Google. So if Google goes bankrupt, I'm bankrupt. I will lose everything.
Yeah,
pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Do you know that if you were to do a will now, in the wills, I was reading they have a place that's like in a will that says who do you will your Google library to?
Interesting.
Like with all your pictures and things.
Sure. Yeah, I do have a will, which we do have to update. But I do, me and Kim do have one.
Could you will me all of your Google photos? That'd be cool.
No.
Well.
No, not even the ones you're in.
What?
I'm not willing you anything. Are you out of your mind? Or will you watch the Charlie Sheen documentary?
I think I will watch it.
I know it came out, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's actually been out a...
Oh, really? Someone told me it came out yesterday.
Maybe it was yesterday. I think I will watch that.
Yeah, I'm kind of... It's interesting to see how, from the bits I've seen and the trailers I've seen, it seems pretty raw.
Yeah.
And very... You know, it's kind of like someone that's got testicle pain, having no problem, you know, telling people that they put a mirror on the toilet and then they stared at their ass and their testicles.
Now imagine if I videoed that and then put it on Netflix.
I will. You go viral.
That would have gone.
You don't need Netflix. You put that right there on Twitter.
People have been like, what is this?
Yeah. It's gross. You get fired for something like that?
If I put that video, I'll probably.
Yes. But if you did it in a way for like men's health reasons as a self-check.
Okay.
Like you're doing it for, you know, we do the prostate awareness. Hey, don't fool around. If you've got testicle pain, take a look because...
And I'd be like,
want to find out something bad too late.
I'm like, look, it's so easy. Get a mirror like this one.
You fired for that?
Let me show you. I would definitely get a phone call.
By the way, you might get a phone call from this podcast.
I'd definitely get a phone call about that.
Oh, you would get a phone call, all
I'd
right.
I'd be like, did you think that was a great idea? Well, I was like, well, Jerry told me it's for men's health.
Men's don't blame health it on me. I didn't say to do it. I was just saying you would have gone viral had you done it.
Yeah, I would have gone viral.
Not for, and they say all publicity is good publicity. I got, that's not great publicity. Imagine your mom seeing that.
Yeah, she'd be like, what are you doing?
Your sisters.
Well, my sisters. My mom would actually.
Oh, God.
She would think it was weird, but my sisters would be like, really?
They'd be disgusted by you.
Disgusted and questioning.
That's a tough, how do you look at the person again next time you see them?
Yeah.
Not easy to get over that.
No.
Quite frankly, I'm having the image in my head right now. I'm having trouble getting over that.
And even though I live by myself, I even when I went in the bathroom to do this, I shut the door. Because I was like, I don't know if anyone could see
you
in
never
the
know.
Windows here.
Or if someone walks in.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Right. I didn't need that.
You never know.
What are you doing here? I'm examining my genitals.
You're such a jackass.
How dare you? Anyway, the good news is that I don't feel the pain there anymore.
Good.
But.
So you're okay.
I think I'm okay.
All right. Well, what part of your body are you going to explore today with your busy schedule?
It did remind me, though, like, I don't have a urologist right now. My urologist is, like, in the Basking Ridge area where I used to live.
You should have one.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to, but you should.
Because what if it comes back?
Correct.
What if in my mirror exploration I saw something interesting?
By the way, speaking of doctors, Mel Robbins, is that Tony Robbins' wife, do you know?
I don't think it is.
It's not just, it's just.
I think she's just another speaker.
Mel Robbins, let's see. No, it does not
no relation.
Seem like she is. Her latest podcast she had on, which I watched a lot of it, she had on, they were doing a whole episode of what alcohol does to the body. And I got to tell you something. The doctor she had on, so she's like, you know, I'm bringing on like the foremost.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
At some hospital at Harvard and went to Yale or Dartmouth or Brown or somewhere. I forget, one of the Ivy League schools. It was one of the most impressive interviews I've ever heard, specifically because I thought when they were going to introduce the doctor that she was going to be in her 60s and have like a lot of history behind her and this long resume. Al, she couldn't have been more than 40. And she was, just a good listen and knew every, like, wouldn't it be nice to know everything about something?
Yes, be an expert in one thing.
God, you're breaking down the alcohol molecule and the differences between and how what it does to the body and the brain and the gut microbiome. I'm like, you sit there and you watch these things. God, I'm an idiot. I can't be dumber, I swear to God.
It does seem terrible, like everyone who talks about alcohol, like even just having a drink on like a Saturday.
Yeah.
Is still poison, as they say,
it
to your
is.
Body.
She was basically saying, her name is, I just want to get her name here. What she was saying was Dr. Sarah Wakeman. That's her name.
Okay.
She was saying 10 ounces of hard liquor a week is not going to harm you at all. And 35 ounces of wine per week is not a killer. The problem as they were discussing is, if you really get into how much people probably are pouring into their drinks at home, 10 ounces of, let's say, a vodka tonic, if you have a few of those a weekend, you're probably consuming more than 10 ounces just in the weekend. If you have another one or two, you're very quickly going beyond that threshold. And then Mel Robbins was saying, I drink wine. She goes, I can tell you right now, I drink a lot more than 35 ounces a week because at home you have the goblet glasses and, you know, you feel like at the restaurant they give you 4 or 6 ounces. She goes, I'm probably pouring 12 ounces each time. If I have 3 of those on a night, I've already exceeded what I should have for the week. And the biggest issue is that people just blow right past what is a healthy amount.
Yeah.
Even if healthy is the right word, a safe amount.
A safe, yeah.
It was very, very interesting. About an hour. Very interesting.
Well, maybe I'll check that out, Jerry.
You might like it.
I like Mel Robbins.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of her until she came across on the YouTube thing yesterday. So I put it on, and then I listened to the rest of it driving in.
Hmm. All right.
So there you go.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yes.
So!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.